Welcome, blessed viewers, to Good People, Good Works on Supreme Master Television. Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disorder where the body eliminates the beta cells in the pancreas that produce insulin, a type of necessary hormone. Without insulin, blood sugar levels can fluctuate dangerously. This, in turn, can lead to such severe conditions as cardiovascular disease, hypoglycemia or low blood sugar levels, or neuropathy or nerve damage. Type 2 diabetes is similar in that the body cannot produce sufficient amounts of needed insulin or the cells cannot recognize the presence of insulin. Today's program features the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, a United States-based nonprofit organization whose chief mission is to find a cure for type 1 diabetes. The foundation is the number one charitable funder of diabetes research globally.
I'm Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut. It's my honor to be the chairman of this committee this year. I want to welcome our witnesses to this hearing as part of this fifth Children's Congress organized by the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation.
Thank you for inviting me and the other kids on this panel to speak to you today. It is exciting and a little scary to be part of a congressional hearing, but I know that it is important for Congress to hear from kids who are living with type 1 diabetes every day, and I'm thankful for this opportunity. No matter how many times a day I check my blood sugar, change my pump site, exercise, or closely count carbohydrates, I still face the impending risks of blindness, heart disease, kidney disease, and nerve damage.
More than 170 million people around the world live with diabetes. Type 1 diabetes is typically diagnosed in young people. The United States alone has 3 million children with this condition. Kids and adults living with type 1 diabetes need to inject insulin several times over the course of the day or use a pump, and must closely monitor their blood sugar levels as well. This is a daily activity they must do for their entire lives.
I'm just a kid, but I have big dreams. Right now, my biggest dream is to be cured from diabetes.
Michael Denmark is a volunteer and member of the Young Leadership Committee of the New York chapter of the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. Mr. Denmark now provides some background on the foundation.
It is a global organization, and it was founded here in New York City in 1970 by actually a dear friend of Mark and I, named Carol Lurie, as well as with a couple of her friends. Within the United States, nationally, we have 80 different standalone chapters within the major metropolitan areas. And in New York, as well as other chapters, we have a young leadership committee as well. So we're operating on multiple levels in order to all concentrate on the same goal, to cure and research type 1 diabetes, as well as raise awareness, as this is a disease that does affect millions of people globally, nationally, and locally.
How would one know if they have diabetes?
First, you should always get checked by your doctor for type 1 or type 2 diabetes, which is a very easy finger prick blood test. Mm-hmm. And something that should be done on an annual basis, because it's also a good way to get education from your doctor about diabetes. But the warning signs and symptoms are going to the bathroom frequently, extreme thirst, fatigue, mm-hmm. Things of that nature.
Over the past four decades, the foundation has dedicated $1.3 billion U.S. dollars to fund diabetes-related research. Research has focused on several areas, including preventing diabetes-related complications, reversing the immune system response that causes diabetes, and regenerating the body's insulin-producing abilities. Mark Bernstein, like Mr. Denmark, is also a member of the Young Leadership Committee and gives further perspective on one promising advancement in diabetes treatment.
Some of the research that's out there is minimizing the complications, because unfortunately with type 1 and type 2 diabetes, if not taken care of properly, the long-term consequences are quite drastic. There are also a number of research projects going on right now. One of the more successful projects right now is the artificial pancreas, which the JDRF spearheaded with a number of scientists and volunteers here in New York. And the artificial pancreas, the goal is to link the insulin pump, which is a treatment used by a number of type 1 diabetics, with a continuous glucose monitor, which is a relatively new treatment as well. So they're very optimistic about that project.
Besides funding research, the foundation provides information to the public about how to avoid becoming diabetic.
Diet plays an enormous role for type 1 and type 2. Having a healthy diet is crucial to preventing diabetes. And when you're having a healthy diet and you're exercising, that will help maintain a level blood sugar level for you and prevent the increased chances of having the disease.
When we return, we will learn about a special event sponsored by the foundation called Walk to Cure Diabetes. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Loving viewers, welcome back to this edition of Good People, Good Works, featuring the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, a United States-based nonprofit organization whose chief mission is to find a cure for type 1 diabetes. The foundation is the number one charitable funder of diabetes research globally.
Type 1 used to be called juvenile diabetes, but the name was a little misleading, because although a majority of individuals are diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at a younger age, there are also people, for example, Mary Tyler Moore, who represents the JDRF, who was diagnosed in her 30s. You can really be diagnosed with type 1 at any age.
We asked Mark Bernstein how individuals with type 1 diabetes handle their condition every day.
In terms of management, there are a number of ways to take care of yourself throughout the course of having the disease, which lasts a lifetime. You can take insulin injections, and you can also have yourself attached to an insulin pump, which continuously feeds insulin into your body. Which is nice, because instead of taking 7 to 8 injections a day, you're now changing your insulin pump once every 3 or 4 days instead. And also, in terms of taking care of yourself, it's very important to monitor your blood sugar level. And that can be done one of two ways. The traditional way is by pricking your finger and giving a blood sample onto a blood glucose monitor. But there's also a newer technology out there now called a continuous glucose monitor, which is a device with a transmitter hooked up to your body, and it wirelessly transmits a blood glucose level to your insulin pump every 5 minutes.
Mr. Bernstein is a member of the Young Leadership Committee, which is comprised of a very active group of foundation volunteers.
The Young Leadership Committee is a group of young professionals in New York City. We're all either directly or indirectly affected by the disease. We are running a variety of events. The Young Leadership Committee was actually started in the mid-90s by two volunteers, and over the years it's evolved to somewhat of 80 or so active members.
Through the dedicated work of people like Mark Bernstein and Michael Denmark, the Foundation frequently stages many events to raise the public's awareness of diabetes. Among their many national initiatives is the Walk to Cure Diabetes.
A staple of ours on our annual calendar is the Walk for a Cure, which takes place across the country. And here in New York City, there's five separate walks that are taking place. Our Young Leadership Committee specifically spears up a team called Absolute Cure. And over the last handful of years, we've experienced an unbelievable amount of growth, not only in terms of walk participants, but as well as in our fundraising efforts.
Walk to Cure Diabetes attracts much participation from the local community. Here are some walkers who joined in this charitable event at Battery Park in New York City this past October.
Hi, my name is Lauren, and I'm here at the JDRF walk in Battery Park. And I just wanted to say that I'm super excited to be here, and I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of familiar faces, meeting a lot of new ones, and supporting the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation.
I'm Stephanie Davis, and I'm having a great time. I just found out that my mom has diabetes, and my brother, you know, has diabetes. Just found this out about a couple of weeks ago, so why not do this wonderful event? You know, the weather is wonderful just for us, and we're having a good time. And as you can see, everyone is so happy. The music is great, and I get to walk in.
Hello, my name is Christine Morrison. My friend invited me to this nice and wonderful diabetes event, and my brother has diabetes. I'm working for him and my neighbor. They have diabetes, and thank you for sharing this great moment. We have to go walk now. Bye-bye. Thank you again.
Learning of the work of the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation and its noble mission to find a cure for type 1 diabetes, Supreme Master Ching Hai kindly contributed $10,000 for the Walk to Cure Diabetes.
Thank you very much to Supreme Master Ching Hai. On behalf of the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation and the Young Leadership Committee here in New York City, we're very grateful. Mike and I would like to thank Supreme Master Ching Hai once again for her very generous donation to the Walk to Cure Diabetes.
We would like to convey our sincere appreciation to Michael Denmark and Mark Bernstein and the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation for supporting research to end diabetes, conducting outreach to communities to inform them about the condition, and providing comfort and assistance to those with the disease. May the Foundation soon find a cure. For more about the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, please visit www.jdrf.org. Thank you for joining us for today's Good People, Good Works. Next is The World Around Us after noteworthy news. May we always seek to help others in need.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.